We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Yeah! Summers! Sports Radio 101.9 FM and Sports Radio 66. Bam! WFAN.
Well, it is a good evening to you and IUB at 9:06 and 15 seconds to go right along with it on a Wednesday evening on your fan, New York City. Steve Summers here, you there. Peter Hoffman, Brian Rascona, they're on the other side of the glass. And the 1-877-337-6666. That'd be the number for a one-hour schmooze right up until JJ After Dark coming your way at 10 on your fan, New York City. And coming your way now, we'll call this a segment with Pat Leonard of the New York Daily News. And Mr. Leonard, it's been a while. I think the last time we had a chance to chat and schmooze, you were covering the New York Rangers. Aren't you glad you're not covering them for this season?
I know. I was probably back in Los Angeles on the beach in Santa Monica talking Stanley Cup Finals. Who knows?
Are they going to win a game this year, do you think?
I think they got a plan, which is good to see. You know, we could talk about teams in other sports maybe that don't have as good of a plan for the long-term future and are trying to win now when maybe that might not be the wisest thing to do.
Well, right now, the New York football giants that you cover for the New York Daily News and very well, making the going from the hockey, the New York football giants have one more win than the team you used to cover, the New York Rangers. The question is, how many more are they going to get? And I do want to start off the interview by asking you, if Little Wayne is now the unofficial official mascot of the New York Giants.
I think they're going to have to lean completely into it. And if they win the Super Bowl, I think he needs to be on stage. That's for sure. You know, standing right in between Eli and Odell, Tish and Mara and Pat Shurmur. That's for sure. No, I think they, there's been so much drama here, Schmooze. And, you know, Pat Shurmur knew what he was getting into, but I think now it's very clear. The challenge that he faces in a coaching season where you have Odell Beckham Jr., who is such a unique talent but also a unique personality, and then the expectations of, you know, everybody knew this team had some holes, but there was so much, there's pressure to win now because Eli is 37, because they kept him, and because they went out and got so many veterans and players to help them get better immediately. So it really is kind of a unique situation. But it's interesting that they kind of have a second life or a chance at one in that despite having only one win through 5 weeks, their division is the NFC least, as I'm sure you would like to say. And with one win here, you know, they're tied with everybody
right.
at two W's going into the weekend, which is unusual, but I guess they still have a reason to believe, right?
Yes. I mean, and certainly that's the silver lining here. In the dark cloud that has been for the New York football giants, how devastating this Carolina loss to lose that game on a 63-yard field goal. And again, let me ask you this. Was it not refreshing? I'm getting ahead of myself, which is normal for me. But let me Pat Shurmur, he was not happy after the game, and especially not talking about the aforementioned Odell Beckham Jr., and I'm sure that it's not much, but it's something, because we were beginning to think that Pat Shurmur was similar to Todd Bowles in personality. It doesn't seem that way.
Right, yeah. No, I got a stop coaching pad from Tortorella, and now I got a finito done. Let's talk about football, not drama, from Pat Shurmur. So
right.
Making my way around the coaches. I thought I loved seeing it out of Shurmur yesterday or on Sunday. And that is who he is, though. I mean, he is a tough-as-nails guy you know, former football player. I mean, a former center. You know, he doesn't look like it because of the size of the lineman now. Mm-hmm. But he was an undersized center at Michigan State. And, you know, that personality, that toughness, that hard worker, you know, that's who he is as a coach and as a man. And so, I was surprised it took that long for it to come out. I think, what you see when he's at the podium and everything he's mm-hmm. doing is calculated. Mm-hmm. He's trying to handle his team a certain way. And I think that was a combination of a lot of things, right? It was the devastating loss. It was the officiating in that game. No. It was the Odell drama and then the interpretations or misinterpretations on the part, in their opinion, of the media and others. And so it kind of all balled up into this frustration that you saw come out of Shurmur at the podium there.
How about that? And you're talking about some of the penalties. It's not like the Giants had double digits in penalties, but the penalties they did have certainly hurt them a great deal. And some of them you just couldn't figure out at all, Pat Leonard of the New York Daily News. What? Tell me about Thomas and Landon Collins. What kind of penalty was that?
No question, yeah. And that, I mean, the league pretty quickly has said that was the wrong call. They basically, it was very clear by Monday mm-hmm. That the league knew that call had been there was the wrong call. I mean, basically, they're trying to protect defenseless receivers, and it's great that you focus on player safety, but when Landon Collins deflects the ball with his hand and then inadvertently with his back makes contact with a receiver who is diving forward for the ball in Devin Funchess, I mean, everybody watching the game live, you don't even have to know the exact rules in the rule book to know that that's just an inadvertent contact. And so that really killed the Giants, because the Giants defense was, I mean, at first, in the first half, they weren't playing well. They were average. They were surrendering almost 10 yards per play to the mm-hmm. Panthers offense. Mm-hmm. But in the third quarter, they came out and they were locking the Panthers down. You know, I looked at somebody in the press box and I said, the Panthers might not score in this entire half because of how they were flustering Cam Newton. And so the reason that was an important play, even though the Giants D made some mistakes along the way early and late, was that they were gaining momentum. And that third and 13 first down conversion yeah. kind of took some wind out of their sails, and the Panthers scored to McCaffrey, and it really changed the game, put them up 11.
Yeah, they finally score 30 or more and end up losing in heartbreaking fashion. What's the latest with Eric Flowers?
Yeah, it sounds like Flowers, Adam Schefter reported that Flowers is going on a visit to the Jacksonville Jaguars, which is interesting. Interesting that he's getting a call that quickly. But the Giants did the right thing. I mean, Dave Gettleman should never have Gettleman and Shurmur, they should have known coming in that Flowers was going to continue to be what he had been prior. And that was one of their errors in the offseason, frankly. And hey, at least it's a good thing that early on they recognized it and moved on. And Chad Wheeler's a good player at right tackle. He really is. Mm. He went undrafted as a rookie out of USC because of some off-the-field things. But he's a really good talent. I mean, he played at Southern Cal, right? He started there, was an All-American there. And he can play. I know he had kind of got baptized by J.J. Watt in week 3, but I think all of us would have. So I like what he's done. I think he helps the run blocking a little bit, but the run game and the run blocking as a whole actually was discouraging in that Carolina game, and I think it's going to be a big factor in this game against the Eagles Thursday night.
Yeah, and we're looking forward to this one. What can you tell us about Vernon? What can you tell us about the tight end on the outside looking in, Ingram?
Yeah, so Olivier Vernon is good to go. Great news. He will make his season debut. He's back from his high left ankle sprain. And, you know, I'm not sure he's 100%, but I know that he was telling me earlier in the week that as long as he felt he wasn't going to be a liability and could actually bring something, you know, more than just your typical replaceable player, that mm-hmm. he wanted to be out there with the guys, and he was tired of sitting on the sidelines. He watched the game on Sunday from his couch. It was killing him watching that field goal go through the uprights. If you're a fan, imagine how it made Olivier Vernon feel mm-hmm. not being able to help or do anything about it. So he'll help them. They're tied for last in the league in sacks with 6 through 5 weeks. So they need him back. The only other team with 6 sacks is Oakland, and they traded Khalil Mack. So that's how bad it is. And then, unfortunately, Evan Ingram is going to be out. He's going to miss a third straight game with a right MCL sprain in his knee. That's no surprise, though. I thought it was always stretching it to get here. I think we can expect him back in their next game Monday night at Atlanta. They're also going to be without the veteran wide receiver Russell Shepard with a neck injury. I think that's just a product of a short week, too. He made that big 40-yard catch on their final touchdown drive in Carolina. At tight end, I would look for Scott Simonson to get a lot of snaps, especially because Red Ellison is questionable with a foot. And Simonson would play more snaps if Ellison can't go or is limited. And then there's an undrafted rookie tight end, actually a Bergen Catholic Englewood, New Jersey guy and from Northwestern, Garrett Dickerson, who the Giants really like and actually could provide some downfield threat if he got more snaps as well.
And Sterling Shepard will maintain control of himself on the sideline for the rest of the season.
Yep, you have the same sense of humor I do. I went up to his locker on Tuesday. I said, all right, how's your hand? And, you know, he said his it was open-faced, or, you know, he kept his hand open and was smacking the bench. He wasn't punching it. He recognized he shouldn't injure himself. But, no, he actually said that there were some family issues off the field. He said everything's okay now, but there were some things stressing him out personally going into that game. And then the frustration, it was actually right after he made two big 28- and 26-yard catches, and Eli Manning threw that interception in the red zone that Shepard was acting out. So I think it's definitely meaningful that it happened because, you know, Odell Beckham's interview, one of the things that showed was how frustrated he was with Eli Manning and with the offense not being able to get it done. And even though Shepard's not throwing Eli under the bus, I think you saw his frustration related to their inability to do that. And he saw the game, as Shepard said, slipping away. But he promised it won't happen again. And he's a stand-up guy. He owned up to his mistake. So, you know, you have to take him at his word.
And here's the interesting thing. And Eli Manning does say that whatever it is that Odell Beckham Jr. is going to be saying, it's not going to bother him. Although I think what really bothers Eli Manning is that Odell Beckham Jr. has a better quarterback rating than he does.
That's right. And I think, you know, it was very interesting that Pat Shurmur called that play. Not only was it a great play call at a good time, but it was almost like, hey, Odell, if you think you can go, you can do better, here you go. Here's the ball. Show us what you got. Right. So Odell obviously delivered under the pressure and under, if the coach is challenging him there, that certainly is what he did. He answered the bell. But, you know, that's the crazy thing about the Carolina game, and you make a good point about how discouraging it was watching that field goal go through. Mm-hmm. The Giants had about 10 plays in that game that were highlight reel, you know, put them on SportsCenter, watch them 100 times on YouTube, great type plays. Barkley had a run, some deep throws by Eli, some good plays on defense, the two interceptions, Landon Collins, but they still lose the game. And it's just, it's so frustrating, and that's why a win in this Thursday night game against the Eagles is so critical, because they do have a second chance at life if they win it.
Right.
But with all the things that have gone wrong to mitigate all the things that have gone right, it's just, you know, it's all going to burst if the Giants can't get the result that some of these plays should get them to.
Yeah, and but you have two desperate teams here going against each other on Thursday night. So it should be a very interesting game. Do you see Eli Manning playing for a few more years, Pat?
No, I don't. He has one more year left on his contract, but the Giants can, you know, move on, or they could mutually move on after this season, for example, just as an example, and not eat too much money, you know, save a good chunk of money against the cap. And it wouldn't surprise me. I mean, it's kind of going to depend on what happens in this game and in these next couple of weeks, right? Because if they make a charge here, it's going to be because he has played really well from this point on. And then with a year under contract, and if the Giants make the playoffs and all of that, then he'll definitely be their quarterback next year if that happens. But if they lose, or this continues to go south, and they stay in the basement, then I don't think there's any question that they're going to need to make the hard decision that they should have started making already, which was the plan for after Eli. So there's a lot riding on this game and on the idea of whether or not they can contend this year and how it relates to his future as a Giant past this season.
And God forbid, Pat, if something happens to Eli Manning, who's the next man up?
I mean, the kid from
Richmond or Tanny, who hasn't taken a snap since he was with Tennessee in 2015.
That is a great unanswerable question. I think in the short term, if an unexpected injury or something like that happened, part of the reason Tanny is on the roster is for that kind of spot, stopgap, play a final quarter of a regular season game type thing. But, you know, if something like that were to happen, I think the next week you would see Lalletta in the game.
All right.
You know, I think the Giants are, they like him. You know, they like his abilities. He's versatile. He's mobile. Doesn't have nearly as strong an arm as Davis Webb did, mm-hmm. But he's a hard worker. He's smart. He comes from a family of athletes and quarterbacks, and they think he's a leader. Good kid. I talk to him a lot. He's a really nice guy, easy guy to root for if he ends up being the Giants quarterback down the road. But I guess Giants fans are hoping that they don't have to see him you know, too soon based on what they want this season to turn into.
Well, if the Giants were, God forbid, again, to continue their losing ways, they might have a number two pick again. And yeah. then they could go for a quarterback. Pat, we're out of time. It's great to hear your voice, and we wish you all the best. And thanks a lot for a couple of minutes. We'll do it again soon.
Great talking. Thanks, Schmooze. Take care.
You too. Pat Leonard of the Daily News.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.